Well, it happened again. Randall went to hunt camp. He did this a couple of years ago and told us a great story about it, and he went back to the same place yesterday. Yep. He was looking all over for some camo, wanted to know if you're going to borrow some of your camo, and then we got calls like this.
Yes, the way I hear it, when Randall went to get his camo, he couldn't find his couch pattern anywhere.
Oh, come on.
Zing.
That was good. I like that.
Yeah. Do you like the scat that's on my feet and my shoes here? Probably not, eh?
Jeez.
Yeah.
You clean your shoes before you come in.
Yeah, well.
Don't hunters have boots?
Yeah, I wasn't really prepared, you know?
Yeah.
Scats all over the place.
And they have guns. Did you have a gun?
No.
You're not a hunter, are you?
No.
That's
like hanging out and pretending.
You talk big.
You know when we were kids? Yeah. Used to play cowboys.
Yeah. What's the new phrase you learned this year?
Well, you know, we didn't have much meat on the bone.
No, meat on the pole.
Meat on the pole. Yeah, that's a new one, you know.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
That means you bagged a deer.
Yeah, you know, a three-pointer yesterday.
That's
what Randall thinks. That's what they told him.
Yeah. Well, they want to hear him use it incorrectly, right?
Got some meat in the pole.
Uh-oh.
It's a different language, I will tell you that.
Yeah.
It's a different language they speak.
All right.
But now I'm one of the guys, though.
You are, eh?
I'm one of the guys. Yeah,
how long were you there before they said, okay, Randall, well, it's good to see you. See you around.
About half an hour.
Yeah,
half an hour.
You're going to find out that phrase doesn't exist in hunt language
probably,
at all.
Probably.
Hey, you want to come over and see I'm eating my pole there?
Huh? All right, well, happy hunting.
Doc and Woody in the morning. 106.1 Shay.